you don't like.
But we haven't done that yet.
Talking about that.
You're starting on me before I've said anything like that. You're getting ready to jump on me before I... Yes, I'm sorry, son, but I'm talking about John Kennedy's dead and Joe Blow is dead, and you're saying I'm making a value judgment.
But you see...
Where's the value judgment?
My value judgment is when you say, since I feel a certain way about a topic, therefore it's this way. And there's nothing wrong with it, because that's the way everybody does. But there is, what I'm trying to say is, there is, at a point at which you must say, there's a difference in what I feel. Because if I feel something doesn't necessarily mean that it's right for everybody. Because I would never say, well, I think socialism or equality or something is good, therefore it should be imposed on everybody. I would merely say that I believe that for myself it is the best way. I can't say for every human being alive it's the best way.
You gonna get married?
That I don't know.
You yet. Ever think you're gonna have any children?
Perhaps.
What are you gonna do?
What am I going to do?
With your children.
You're going to have to, for a while, you're going to have to impose your beliefs on them. You're going to have to make them...
How are you going to do that with what you just said? You can't possibly do that.
No, but there is...
You can still vary it according to the individual child.
There is ways of saying that okay, I realize that I can't do it in the complete sense of just letting them grow out of themselves. But there is a difference when you let them grow with as much as they need. And there's a difference.
Who decides what they need?
Well, that's I think is the role of a parent.
Pretty soon they get to find out.
But who decides what they need?
The parent.
The parent. But what I say is he must be aware that, and this is something that what I say is.
But a parent does not have to be aware.
No, what I see, this is a touch because of course he's going to think it's best for the child. But what I'm saying is there is a point at which you have to realize, is it best for the child? Am I really? Because even though you think it's right,
yes,
I believe,
but where are you going to see? Where are you going to draw the line? Because Ava's parents decided that it's going to be bad for her to stay out after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you have to realize you may not be right. And that's why I say I believe murder to be bad.
All right, now
but I can't say that it really is.
Let's get a little more fundamental than that, Larry. You are the parent of a child. The child is 2.5 years old. You live on this street. The child is standing on the curb. The child starts to walk into the street and a car is coming. Now you're torn. If you holler at the child, you may cause him a traumatic experience. If you don't stop the child from walking into the street, you might cause him to have his life ended.
True.
Are you going to stop and think about it?
No. But what I'm saying is
where does the value judgment come in now?
Okay, now there's one difference in that. There are differences of value judgments. Now to say, okay, in that instance I would agree with you. But would you say that it is right to beat your child every night?
Hey, wait a minute.
Would you say that's right? To beat him for no purpose?
Larry.
Just to have him understand the feeling of pain.
Oh, but you just made a very great statement. No purpose. What may be no purpose to you
right.
may be great purpose to me.
And that's what I'm saying, that each person has to be aware.
It might be that I might feel
right.
that the feeling
Larry,
of pain is the greatest
is
maturing fun. Device that you could give a
and
child.
And that's why I'm saying a parent must realize that, and so much every individual, this isn't true of parents, it's true of every, at some point he must realize that even though I believe in this so strongly, it may not be the right thing. Even though I believe so strongly in it, and granted, you're going to believe, because I believe that a lot of things are wrong, but I have to say to myself, you know, is it wrong because I accepted it as wrong, or is there an
But ultimate? Again, you talk to me about making value judgments for others, and you have just indicated that it was possible for you to have to make value judgments for your child.
Yeah, but I said there's a degree to value judgments.
But it doesn't make any difference, because
no
you're the one
you
that decides when it comes to this. And since you, the one making the value judgment, is the one that decides, the room for error is endless.
Mr. Bragman, I'm interrupting you because you're
all you want. Look, I'm just talking. You don't have to be any more polite than you would be to your father.
Larry, you're really imposing on everyone else's times by talking about the these circles. I mean, nobody else
really here is. That way, we should all go off in a corner of the room and talk to ourselves.
Unfortunately, everything is
we're the only ones who agree with
no matter which way you start.
You're imposing
it. Can I just ask
what conclusion
you're trying to reach? Like, you seem to be talking towards the conclusion.
I start with no conclusion in mind. My only conclusion is one, and that is to learn knowledge.
Wait a minute.
Whatever that means, that's what I seek. I do not seek to answer a question unless
please
that question is my knowledge.
There's one thing that I want everybody else, I'd like to have everybody else's reaction to. In philosophy, we were asked on Friday, what is freedom? And you know, can you be free? And I came up, I thought about it, and I figured that the only way you could be free is to be have one person alone anywhere, because only and actually you would have to have the person isolated from everything else, because freedom is the idea of doing and thinking and feeling everything you want to do without limitation.
But if you're alone, you can't feel everything.
Sometimes you want to be with other people.
Yes, but the thing is, if there is one other thing around, if there is a blade of grass there, you cannot be free because you somehow, I mean, if you're standing in a forest, you're standing on grass, you are imposing you as a physical sense on that grass. You are denying its freedom to do what it wants. You can make that statement about a blade of
grass.
All right.
The guy in the grass.
Okay. All right, shut up. What about another person? What about another person? If I am the only person alive on the earth, anything that I do has no consequence except to me. If I just
do everything you want because you can't.
That's right, because you're.
But, all right, that's
yes,
a very
that's
good
true.
Example.
But that's very good. But the thing is, everything I do has consequence and affects only me. But if there's somebody else there, it affects me and it affects them too.
Sure.
You
that's still,
I mean,
you can
but,
still be
but
free
then,
when you're interacting with people. Cooperation is not necessarily limitation. You can explore more things. You can experience more things when you're cooperating with people. And
don't you think
you
that cooperation is compromise? Which is saying, I'll let
yeah,
you do
you
this to me.
Compromise to allow yourself to get to a higher level of or perhaps not.
But does the end justify
things?
The means here? Are you denying yourself freedom?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
But see, I don't think that, I think the question itself was ridiculous because I don't think that human beings can reach any absolute except for maybe absolutely dead, and that's because I don't
you're
know
dead,
anything about it. And so
we don't even know that.
So you can never isolate.
I can't say that I can be free, but I can be freer than I am now, and that's all that I want to do. And I think that's what this discussion
okay, another
ought
one
to
of the questions
on.
That we've got. How can we be freer than we are right now in this society right here?
The first step is understanding your mind and what makes you do things the way you do them.
Contraceptive.
What do you need a contraceptive for? What are you going to worry about, getting pregnant? You're free. You're free, remember?
Freer, dear.
Baby. Now, wait a minute. A girl who is pregnant is not free. She's got a parasite.
You have abortion laws that you change.
Only if somebody will do it for you. It's very difficult to do for yourself safely. So
he's
again,
a doctor, he knows.
Well, look, forget about I'm a doctor. I'm an adult in an adult world with an adult's information. And you have all of it. Everything I've said so far is all information that you have too. Now,
so
don't give
don't,
me this.
Yeah,
that's the third time you've said I'm a doctor.
I know.
Now forget it. That's not the way I'm talking, and you know it. And that's unfair. I am, I'll tell you what I am. I'm a father and a husband and a male American citizen of the North Shore in 1970. And I'm an informed individual.
That's
you're
all.
A doctor.
No, but I know you're being very unfair, Dave. You're really giving it to me, and that's not fair.
I apologize.
I don't want an apology.
Can you have a small example?
You deserve one because I'm being bad.
No, you're not.
What is this young lady's name?
Linda. That's Linda.
Linda, I'm sorry, but I agree very much with what Linda said. I think that if you're going to talk about freedom, you're going to have to limit your discussion pretty much from the outset as to something that you can talk about in the realm of what you know and what you are. If you're going to talk endlessly about what you don't know, you'll never really be talking about anything except about what you don't know.
Well, I think the one way you can be free is to be able, you have to try everything, you know, like, you know, you have to try being in the system and you have to try rebelling against the system.
How can you try
until,
would you try spam for one thing?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your own mind. I'm talking about your own attitude.
You know
kids who've tried every drug and who are damn
shame.
You know, and I'm not talking about physically either.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe you can try them by thinking about it and not doing it. That might even be trying it too.
Well, are you going to try and kill somebody, Liz?
No.
How about trying about jumping off a high building?
You can consider it, you know, intellectually consider it and try to construct it as accurately as possible. But, you know, if you were...
Maybe I could. There's something. At least I would be asking.
Because you've already decided
she means physically.
What happened.
Yeah. Yeah, because you've decided that you're not going to try to kill somebody because you've decided that the end result is morally wrong.
But you've decided. Non-freedom is when somebody else decides for you.
That's right.
Somebody else
decides
you
that a naked body is dirt.
Somebody else decides it for you, but When you're free, you decide for yourself whether you do something or not do something. Freedom doesn't mean like you can do everything.
Because if you're blind, you don't know what you're heading towards. And that's the only thing you'll see, you'd miss all that.
That's what I'm afraid of. Up at the head of the stairs and keep going around to the left.
There's an
engineer. Larry, I get to play guitar.
That's what I think happens,
but
is it's, you know, some, and it's good philosophy. They'll get attached to
it. Fine classic.
Wait a minute, this wasn't the answer. And then what happens is, as it goes on along,
I believe it.
Let me ask one question. Do I bother any of you being here? Because if it does, I'll go.
Yeah.
All right.
Dave?
Yeah.
Does it bother you that your father is here?
No, I asked him to join.
But one thing I'm wondering about is...
Oh, no, I'm very intrigued by being here. I haven't had a chance to do this since I was about 25.
Probably it helps.
One thing I'm worried about right now, what I'm wondering about is rebellion.
Probably very much the same thing, son. Very much.
We're talking about I'm wondering about rebellion. Is rebellion freedom?
Yeah, I'm rebelling against this society in a way. Am I making myself more free?
It only depends on which side you're on, doesn't it?
No, but what I mean is, really, rebelling against anything, freedom.
If your parents rebelled against your attempt at freedom, would you call that rebellion? Would you call that freedom on their part? Or an attempt at freedom on their part?
No, but... What I'm thinking of is, I really don't think it is freedom because it's imposed on you. You have to do things because you're rebelling. You know, it's different from just saying, well, I'm not going to do this, forget about it. Instead of, when you rebel, you have to say, I'm not going to do this, and I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to do this, and you can do anything you damn well please, but I'm not going to do this.
It's even worse than that. You're saying I got 38,000 friends that are not going to do it either.
Yeah, because I know people who have to rebel against us.
Aren't there some people
and they're not free. They're caged from their own rebellion.
It really changes my thinking process, and it does in my
you know, they have to do something because somebody else says it's right, because a higher power says it's right or wrong, as much as any establishment person says that you have to do this because it's right or wrong.
In other words, you have to be very careful. There are cages all around us.
Yeah, you know, you can't just rebel against it. The best thing you can do to be free is just forget about the whole thing. Give a damn, you know. They can do whatever they want. They just be very relaxed.
Would you do that to me? Would you do that to me?
What?
That's all they do.
Don't give a damn
what I've accepted.
If you're trying to impose something on me, yes.
I'm imposing something on you right now.
But it's really
he's playing the guitar.
Yeah, but what if you didn't? What if you hated classical music?
I can ignore it. My frame of mind is so that I can ignore
them. But what if it chair, works? Though, because I'm sitting here.
I don't want to sit in the chair.
Why don't you kick me out?
I don't want
to
kick you
what
out.
What happens if I happen to be
the
chair you want me in?
But I don't, I'm not, you're not.
I'm imposing something upon your decision.
I don't care where I sit. You know, that's freedom when you really... But some things just don't care enough that you are compelled to spice it all the time.
You just stick to that aisle. And if
you can't,
book
the guitar is
there.
Put
it
on
the floor. You never go
to the fridge.
What happened?
See, I impose upon you decisions, though. I am imposing upon you.
No, because I don't...
Go down that aisle.
There are things
yes,
that I don't care about.
Comfortable.
That's what
yes,
I mean
but is he imposing
rebellion?
On you even though you don't
that's
care
what I mean about rebellion. My mind would really be caged if everything that happened to me that I didn't choose to have happen to me, I'd have to say, you can't do this, or prove to me that you can do this. I mean, that's ridiculous. You'd be caged in such a small world. It would be incredibly unbearable.
Do you think that you're imposing on her in any way right now? In what way?
I'm talking to her. I'm making her eardrum move. I'm making her head think.
Now, is that imposing or is that imposing or are you talking about the fact that what Davy said? Well, we go back to that, that the very fact that there is more than one human being in the universe means that whatever human being there is has some action in some way that is, if you make it absolute, limiting the freedom, if you will, of the other. Are you imposing on her essentially any more than that?
No, when you start counting one thing.
To the same effect that she has to rebel against me.
Or that she's imposing on you.
No, I think that it's really that it's not a matter. Everything that you introduce into your environment or anything that's introduced is not necessarily imposed on you. Maybe it's a new experience. You know,
you're a lucky girl.
That's right. I tried to
impose. And maybe this has a lot to do with what it's all about.
It's not so much, you know, just because you don't ask for things doesn't mean that they're bad. Just because you didn't say, I want this, you know, and everything that happened, you know, and that's the only thing that happened to you, you'd be very unlucky because you wouldn't know what you'd want to begin with.
Well, you certainly can't imagine the things that you haven't experienced, probably to a certain extent.
So you have to be imposed upon before you can have freedom.
Larry, would you like to be free?
Would I like to be free?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd like very much to be completely free.
Are you free?
No.
Are you almost free?
No.
When are you free?
I'm never free.
Why?
You would like to be completely free?
Yes, very much so.
Why do you consider yourself free?
Why don't I consider myself free? Because I can't do things I want to do.
Like, for instance?
Okay, I want to fly.
You want to fly?
Yeah.
No, come on, that's physical again.
But it's
important
to him.
It doesn't matter what it is.
I don't want to die. I really don't. That's one thing that really bothers me.
It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's physical. I want
to
be able to understand other people better.
What if you live to be 150?
That's mental.
You can't stand anymore.
I'd like to be able to understand people better. Or be God. Okay, let's even say that. I'd like to be God. But is it possible? No. And I'm not free.
You consider yourself God.
Well, in your own eyes, if you feel you're the supreme being, that's really good. And
yes,
if you can get yourself to feel that you're better than everybody else. And that's all that matters. If to yourself you're the best.
Oh, no.
I don't agree with that.
Because you can be psychotic and believe that.
Right. I definitely agree that you can't sit there and say, I am this and therefore I think this and therefore I am.
There are certain types and degrees of psychosis where this is a problem. They know that they're God, or that they know that this is so. They are absolutely positive, and yet, unfortunately, they can't get any other human being to agree with them.
Right.
Bragman!
It's hard to accept.
Did you hear that, Bragman?
It's hard to accept that somebody else is God, because you're never sure. But I don't have the freedom I would want. And it doesn't matter whether
it's physical. If you believe you're God, if you sincerely believe it, then the hell what everybody else thinks.
We're gonna get hung up on this idea of what it is we're choosing, whether it's God or flying or see, we're gonna say, why do you want to fly or why do you want to be God? That's not important. The fact that it is something.
Yeah, perhaps though, it isn't really a person. It's just a sort of, like, the sensation of flying supposedly is a very free sensation. Right. The sensation of God is a very free sensation. Perhaps it's not being able to control things. Sure, you know, the image of God that people have. It's not really I don't think it's really that you want to fly or that you want to live on forever and ever, or you want to be God, but you want to be free. I really think that if you were really free, you wouldn't care whether you could control what Linda's thoughts were
she died. But what you'd know is you could if you wanted to. And that's something that I think free implies. Knowing you can do it if you wanted to. I know I'm not free because I know I can't do something.
Do it for yourself or to yourself.
Do you think that if you were free, you'd want to be that way forever? Or you'd want to eventually...
No, I may choose not to be free once I know what freedom's like.
Have you guys ever thought if the reason people want freedom is because it's so highly prized and nobody has it? Just think, if everybody had it, they wouldn't think it was so good. If you were free...
Yeah, do we really want to be free?
Yeah, we want to be free because we're not. People always want to have what they don't have. I mean, I for one do want to be freer than I am.
I
want to
be free because I've had so many painful experiences when I was
unable to.
I don't think that you would love if you were free, and I don't think you would feel emotions if you were free, because you'd be free from those too. You wouldn't need people, and I like needing people.
I don't want total freedom, but I want freedom to decide for myself, to limit myself, to discipline myself, and not have somebody else do it. I want to be able, if I want to spend an extra hour with somebody because we just had a great, experience together, I don't want to have to think, well, look, if I don't come home at this time, I'm really going to get screwed.
Yeah, people might say, like, let's say you come in, like, an hour late with a man you were out with, and then they say, well, all right, you can't go out with him next week. So then you really are becoming unfree by that.
Yeah. You know, freedom for you.
Well, wait a minute, your choice of words raised an interesting question. You said unfree. What is the opposite of freedom?
War.
Is it? No,
not exactly tyranny. It's hard to say.
That's right. I mean, what is opposite to freedom?
It all depends on what sense you're using free in physical or...
If you can't achieve an absolute freedom, then you can't achieve an absolute unfreedom.
I suppose you could say that you're being crippled emotionally or physically or something.
It'd be the same thing if you were totally free.
I think you're right.
You couldn't do anything.
I think that
you know, people would be shouting everything to you, so you would be paralyzed. Because
I think that there is a very serious degree of mental retardation, which would be considered unfree, when you have no control of body processes and you have virtually no mind.
Those people are probably freer than we are.
They are. They don't have any pain imposed upon them.
They do, but
they do whatever their body tells them to do. You know.
Yeah, nobody makes a big fuss. Like if you, let's just say, this is getting really gross, but let's say you want to defecate. You can't just sit in the middle of your Latin class and defecate, whereas if you're mentally retarded, they'll think nothing of it.
I consider that.
That's how unfree you are.
It's cold in those rooms.
No, I mean, it's really cold.
Oh Sorry.
The seats aren't made for it either.
There's no hole in the seat.
Alright, so now we're getting back again.
I'm sorry, I get disgusted.
No, that's not disgusting. I think it was a very apt idea.
Even the guy who just sits there isn't free either because he's got to go what his body tells him to do.
He's having fits. He's sitting there hearing about Publius and Furianus when he's really, in discomfort, or something like that,
That's the sort of non-freedom that I'm against.
His school is a perfect example of being non-free. I mean, it's just incredible.
You have no trouble deciding.
I come in 2 minutes late to my advisory keel and has such a fit and calls my mother because I've been late every other day and throws fits. Oh, I forgot my sweatshirt for gym.
2 minutes, of course.
Ava, I got sent down to Mrs. Thielman because I didn't have my socks in gym. I have the right to decide whether or not I want to wear socks with my gym shoes.
It's really incredible. You watch these kids and they're looking out windows like prisoners. Like
they feel so guilty that the teacher's going to call
them.
What
happens when you take two people who are totally free? One sock.
Oh, wait, you can't talk about that. We don't even know what that is yet.
Yeah.
But by their definition, right now, if you have two people who are sitting here, we're totally
who don't have to answer.
And there's a sock in the middle of the table. They said, wow, man, I want to put a sock on. And these two dudes are going to jump at this sock.
That's ridiculous.
So you can't have freedom with people, with other people.
You can't have freedom with only one sock.
But say you wanted to have three socks and put one over your head and the other on your feet.
Well, then you need six socks to be free.
No, but let's say one person wants to have more socks than the other and...
Oh, come on, let's not even consider
this. No, really, he's defending my point in saying that you can't be free unless there is only one person.
One for each foot, one for each hand.
Yeah, but then you limit yourself again. You're not free because there are things that you cannot experience by yourself.
Yeah, I think of you.
There's.
But if there were no anybody else.
You cannot experience with other people. There are physical things that you cannot experience by yourself.
Well, you see, you're up against a wall then, because you cannot have another person, or else he's imposing his beliefs on you and his actions on you, thereby making you not free, as if he was not there. But then again, if he isn't there,
maybe
you are not as free because you can't share the same things that you can with him.
Some things that he imposes, some things he just introduces to your environment that you may find very pleasurable.
But the thing is, now, if you're saying that as a definition, we are... every minute of the day losing and gaining freedom.
Exactly.
Because somebody dies and somebody gets born. And when somebody dies, we're gaining.
I said in your environment, not in the general world.
Well, that is your environment.
But in your personal sphere.
You can't isolate it that close.
Yes, you can. As far as your emotional freedom goes, yes. Your
Larry, what about this that you talk about you'd like to be free? Can you conceive of being free with anybody else in the world?
Can I conceive of it? No.
Can you conceive of being free by being alone?
What happens if your decision?
All right, then how the hell are you going to be free?
I can't.
I
don't
want to be free if I'd have to be free alone. Can we talk
about freedom within limitations?
Yeah.
You can talk about it without limitations.
I think you can redefine it.
But let's not.
Case that, though.
Sure, you can talk about it.
But let's not.
I've
let's talk
already
about
accepted
freedom
the fact that I can't
in
be
a society or with another person. All right? I think that's a pretty sensible considering this is not my grade is hanging on this.
You'll
have freedom
to
make the discussion what you want.
That's right. Well, I mean, that's the grade.
Yeah, but we didn't have to do this discussion to begin with.
And you want to get an A.
You're sitting here this whole time. My grade hangs on this. We don't have to do this, you know. We're all free.
I want
to
do it. You know, but I'm using how administration cares what
the teachers.
I'm using it as
but
an
you still want your grade
to regulate this discussion, all right?
Well, I'm afraid what we're having trouble now is it's not even so much in the freedom, but in basic human nature.
Who's gonna be our objective?
An understanding
moderator.
Human being.
We don't have to ask
a question. What is man?
Let's get the dog.
What is man? Yeah, the dog seems fairly neutral, except for me. He doesn't like me, but he likes everyone else.
Yeah.
I like the cat.
It's really important, though, to understand man.
I don't think freedom is worth it if we have to limit our experiences for freedom, because then we really don't experience
anything. But Larry, you said no two men are alike.
Right.
So how can you have man?
They have things in common, no two are alike.
Well, they have nothing in common, you told me.
Yeah.
They have
no
one thing
nothing.
In common.
I just said they're different. That doesn't mean they don't have things
in common.
They have common
biological features.
Sure.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
They have a lot of things common. Well, if you want to even contend with it, you could say maybe
they
don't.
You said in the car that they didn't, though.
You could actually,
you said there's no one thing similar to all men.
If you wanted to get technical, you could maybe even say that no two men are alike in any way.
Well, that's not
so. That's you bringing
in
the car. You were bullying in the car.
You and I both have eyes, therefore.
Well, that I'll disagree with.
But they are not the same.
Yeah, but if we go into the cells and the structure, each cell is so different. You see, that's what I mean by getting
cell isn't that different. They all have common things.
They're all
DNA. They all have a membrane.
Yeah, but
they all have a nucleus.
But are not all cells different?
But see, transplants don't work so well because they are different.
Are any two cells exactly the like?
There are differences within them.
Yeah, but what I'm asking are, this is ridiculous, but this was just her point, was are really two cells alike? I was always taught that two cells
are not identical,
right.
But they have enough things in common so that they can be recognized.
Oh, right, there's a difference.
This is the same thing about men. No two men are alike, obviously.
But they're all men.
But they are recognizable as two men.
Right, but you cannot say that all men qualify by, say, they're all this way. Many you can say are, but I don't know if you can say all. For instance, when we talk about freedom, you can say many men there, or man wants to answer the question freedom. But you know, what does that mean? I really don't know whether man does or whether I want to answer the question.
No, well, actually, I would conceive of tonight we are interested here in what we conceive of. We're not talking about mankind.
We're actually talking about mankind.
And I think that's one of the things that we're hung up on, because we can't talk for
mankind.
Well,
then what the only alternative is to
let's
turn
just talk about us. That's not so bad.
Right, and then the only way to turn that into...
Larry, when you meet a girl and you want to talk to her, if she keeps telling you, Larry, let's just talk about men and women, after a while it gets a little tiring.
Oh,
you don't want to talk about men and women. You want to talk about you and me.
Right. Well, then what you're saying is change it more from a debate into an interpersonal relating or a sensitivity. Sensitivity.
Not necessarily interpersonal, but the point is that we can only talk about what we know. Let's limit what we're talking about to what we agree we know.
But do we want to talk about we or us now?
No.
Which one?
We, everybody.
Oh.
Or as much as we can agree here.
Because I didn't know which way you want to do it, whether you want to say, I feel this, or we as a group are trying to come to the decision of.
If we're gonna try and come to any conclusions, we're going to have to somewhere limit. Because just you and I, or Linda, or Ava and I, or Linda and I, or Dave and I, can talk endlessly. Dave and I have talked endlessly without coming to any conclusion about some very fundamental things.
But you've come to other conclusions.
Yes, because we finally agreed to limit what we were going to talk about.
That's
that was the only way.
And I don't agree. You understand people by talking. I can't believe that you can go say that. I know I can, because I've talked to my father for hours on end, but I can't say at an end of a three-hour thing that I can say, well, we talked nothing. Because that's not true. I learned so much.
Of course you talk nothing.
I learned so much about him as a person. He learned so much more about me as a person, and how we deal between ourselves.
But that's
sometimes
not
more
what
important.
We want to do right
should we
now.
Take
that's
one,
not our goal.
But
should we take just one thing and isolate it?
We want to talk about freedom. We won't.
Let's now answer the question, why are we all ignorant? See, every time you bring the question, the more you bring the question down, the more assumptions you put in.
We have to be.
And if we've got 2 weeks, we can. I'd rather talk for 2 weeks on such a broad subject.
Is ignorance really all that bad?
Come right down and section it, because you got to figure out where the sections are.
Well, ignorance,
it's hard to rip two things apart when you don't know the exact line and where to rip them apart.
Ignorance is hell, and you want to find the answer, but you can't get the answer.
Yeah, they won't tell you.
You have to know everything. You have to know everything.
But how do you know they know the answer?
I insist on knowing everything I want.
But how do you know they know the answer?
Nope.
Maybe the reason they won't tell you is because they don't know.
I have a sheet of papers, like a file of papers this big on you that you couldn't see.
Back in the back.
Oh, don't you hate that?
And you can see that file, but you can't look at it. And they're writing things about you, and you're watching it, and you can't see that paper. Boy, that's
yeah, but who says it's important? You know, does it really affect you if you think, you know, whether you know what's in that file?
Does it?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm married to a woman for 22 years. Let's assume that I keep a diary. She knows I keep the diary, but she's never able to look at it. As far as she knows, I have been in love with her for 22 years. Yet in my diary, deep down, I have written how I despise her for 22 years. Now, just a minute.
How much have you paid for this tape?
I'm just listening. But I have written all of this down about what I really feel about her. And yet, for some reason, whatever my reasons may be, I have spent this whole time, as far as she is concerned, caring for her and loving her, being considerate, etc., etc. She thinks that I love her. All right, now one day she discovers that diary. Is it good for her to discover that diary?
No, I didn't say it was good for you, but it's hell if you don't. You know
what
you
know.
You know.
And if it's,
you can
and
see
it's,
that paper. You can see
sometimes you can be more free when you're ignorant than when you.
Well, the old statement, ignorance
is
bliss. Sure,
I mean, say that.
If you don't know.
You can say, hell, I don't care what you
this
do.
Explains.
No, it doesn't hurt you, in short.
The only reason why it's better to be ignorant is because you yourself are scared of knowing it.
Well, Dr. Ray,
no, but if you're ignorant, you don't even know if you're scared or not because you don't even know that there is such a thing as being scared.
The only reason why you'd want to be ignorant that I can see is you'd be scared of finding out answers.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
The wife in that case would be scared to find it out. And he asks the question, is it better that she not see it or that she see it? That depends a lot on what she believes. If she can accept it, and if she's the type of person who can deal with it, yes, then I would
really
say
matter?
Sure. But if she cannot, then no.
All right, then let's go a little more.
Why do you have to have your personality? Why does various people have to love you? I mean, is it really freedom to have somebody love you, or is it freedom to be able to be a whole person whether somebody loves you or whether people think you're decent or not?
Well, that depends on the individual. Every person has his own.
You see Smokey there? As far as you can find out, I never had a dog before until I got Smoke, and then I started reading a lot about dogs. And what a dog or a creature like this wants more than anything else is to be loved. It
right.
makes a great deal of difference to that dog whether or not she's loved.
But she's not.
And it
really
makes a great deal of difference as to the kind of dog she is. But even going deeper, from what I've read, the thing that differentiates mankind from all other animals is that mankind is the only creature on earth that can anticipate his own death. No other creature is aware.
As far as we know,
no other creature is aware of its impending death.
What about all this thing about dolphins?
You're talking about areas of ignorance. And it can well be that one of the things that has the greatest amount to do with what people are is the fact that one of the things that all people are living with is the fact of their death. You yourself just said so a little while ago, that this is something that bugs the hell out of
you. I'd rather not know.
And yet you know that you're going to die.
I'd either want to know.
But Smoke doesn't know that she's going to die.
Do you live as though you're going to die, though?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd rather, if you know somebody hates you, you should also know that you're a decent person, so you're independent of it.
Yeah, but this death business, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah,
we're a mutation. We're a fantastic mutation. We've discovered something that we shouldn't know, and we may lose out because of it.
No, but I'm thinking about.
You just think of all the people, I'd like to know what happens
after death, or I'd like to.
It's not us, maybe in particular, but many religious civilizations that they build their life around death, and they're so worried. Like some religions actually worry about what's going to happen to them after they die.
Oh, even the non-religious people. What do you think a will is?
Yeah, you want to make sure your money goes to the right
people. Control what you have after you die. What do you think a will is? What do you think all of this stuff about not letting the government get it is?
God, I can see that.
Well, isn't that a form of religion, too? It's the same idea.
Oh,
my God, if you go out into the world and start to make some money, you're besieged by people that spend all their time talking to you about what's going
to
happen when you die. That's all they do. Guys that sell insurance, guys that talk about wills, guys that talk about estates, guys that talk about trusts. There's a fantastic segment of our economy based on the fact that somebody with money is going to die and he can't take it with him. So we're going to fix it so you can still do something about it.
Well, in some
Which
religions,
is a beautiful
they
religion.
Believe that you really can take it with you. Yeah. Like the Egyptian guys used to bury their wives next to them, dead or alive. They don't want
reincarnation.
But that's been a very small segment of civilization. But we're doing the same thing by building monuments, creating memorials. Isn't that a form of the same thing?
Well, some of it is.
How'd they find out about the dogs? Will the animal shot knowing they're going to
even
die?
I don't know.
But apparently, I'm just taking their word for it.
If that's true, it's most interesting.
Besides, Smokey has never made out a will.
I don't know.
You never asked him if he wanted one.
Well, I asked her. I asked Smokey everything. She's the only one in the house I can really talk to.
But you don't
what
talk.
That
I don't
tell
want to
tell about you.
I don't talk to Smoke.
Because the thing is, you don't
yes,
verbalize. You can do it by
yes,
a much
I
more effective way by action.
I talk to Smoke. Don't I talk to you?
How does Smokey reply?
Huh? In all kinds of areas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is this yours?
I've got a dog. I'm the same way about.
One thing.
So what the hell are you arguing
for? Really?
We don't know whether we can communicate with animals. We don't even know whether we can communicate with each other. You can't prove to me that you exist to me. You could just be an illusion. I must really look ridiculous talking to you as you are.
Just think about the figment of our imagination.
You all might be.
So how can we talk about something like that?
Could you see what this room looks like? If you could really see? Everybody's turned out, and we're all facing backwards into a circle, talking out.
But at least we're free.
Oh, yeah.
I still remember people.
But one of my points was that independence is freedom. And if you can be independent by being ignorant, that's fine. But if you can be independent from knowing, that's fine. But if knowledge binds you in some way, by anxiety or whatever.
So if you kill yourself, you've reached the ultimate.
That really affects your freedom in an adverse way rather than helping it. You know, just knowing so much, or even knowing it all. If you worry about it, then you're not free anymore.
Have any of you ever read the Faust legend, or do any of you know the Faust legend?
Oh, sure, Mustafa.
Well, what is the Faust legend? The Faust legend, precisely what Abe has been saying. Then. He was bound by the fact that he knew so much. And he was bound so much that he was surfeited with his knowledge.
Yeah, it's just...
Maybe to know all and to know nothing is the same.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that knowledge is not synonymous with freedom. It just isn't. It can bind you so many ways that it's ridiculous.
You should be free to know whatever you want to know.
And I know it's a world.
I think what we're getting down to right now is that it's very easy to say, I want to be free, or it's good to be free, or it's bad to be free, but we're not really sure.
No, we're not, because we're told it wouldn't be good.
Even if I'm
like, if the whole society were totally free, you would hurt so many people. Showing your complete emotions, really yes, you would.
No, you wouldn't, because if the other people were free, they would be independent of what you thought. They would know inside of things what they were worth, and they'd be able to live if you're the only free person, like if everyone else is free and this one person isn't free, all right.
There's no way. Time.
But.
I think, Ava, you can see the freedom of a sense of not necessarily being affected by something around you, only being affected by what you choose to be affected by. Well, now this would be I have to agree, this would be, I think, a fantastic form of freedom. I wonder if anyone has ever achieved that, or if you could. Do you think you could achieve that?
I think you could. I think that that's what we're on this planet to try to achieve. But that's this sort of feeling of being able to control your reaction to your environment. Like, if you said, you know, to choose to be affected by your environment.
In other words, if you like her and she wants to be pleased, she can be pleased. If you like her and she doesn't want to care at all, she can turn it off.
And it would hurt the person who likes her.
But that's her idea of freedom. What she wants is for you to be in the same situation so that you also wouldn't be hurt. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes.
Even now, I realize.
No, that's pretty difficult.
Don't you think? Yes. It's impossible not to have emotional attachments for everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you're dependent on it.
No, I keep going on.
You cannot be happy unless they
do. But the fact, Ava, the fact that you exist. Well, we're assuming right now that everybody here exists. The fact that you exist and that I exist makes you dependent on me and me
relying
on
you. You were talking outside
of her. Not necessarily.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what I'm doing.
I'm depending on you on various
things. I really flint you out.
Then I totally not me who told hell I was in.
And I don't want to be quite as being ignorant sometimes.
I think I'm but I think I can become independent, of things. I mean, I'm dependent on writing various experiences. Some that I know of and some that I don't.
I have no way.
But I'm also independent of these experiences. I know that I can live without
you just thinking I'll leave them alone.
How can you live without them when you have them?
Well, it's encompassed in the all.
Well, I mean,
how can you right now say, do you think? No, but yeah, by that you're saying I'm that you would have been able to exist without. How can you say that? How can you say that? Not even that you would be the same person.
I've already chosen what experiences are going to affect me.
I wrote somebody a really sad letter once.
No, every experience affects you.
No,
everyone.
Not necessarily.
Yes, everyone and everything.
All right, I choose how it affects. I've already chosen how it affects.
That's one parent's turn.
So I've already personalized it. So you have not imposed anything on me.
I'm now moving again.
No idea what
England then. It's really cool.
You only choose how it affects you to a certain extent.
Because
I deliver it, or anybody else delivers it with an
obviously, it's how I adapt it and how I have personalized
at least this way,
it. So it doesn't impose on me, so I can use it one way or another.
But you can't just say that, you don't decide those things. You may think you do, but you don't decide to.
I try to, but I think that's a form of freedom that's very important.
You have to go back and react to the way
you do. Probably the only form of freedom that you really get in trouble.
You get past that.
That's too broad. Yeah.
How much trouble do all of you kids have with your folks with regard to eight?
Eight, my parents?
I'm eight.
Yeah, from what I know, she has a lot of trouble with her parents, isn't it so? Yeah. You all know her pretty well?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, how much trouble would you say you have with, using her as an index?
We have types of problems, too.
I don't think you can have troubles with your parents, except for maybe coming in too early or something. Because I really think, I know I used to walk around, and my father, I hated his guts, because he always makes me work. And I felt like clubbing him with a hammer a couple of times when he's making me do stuff. It's like really stupid stuff to me. But I discovered I can go through with it, you know? He's just part of my environment forcing on me. And I personally, in my own head, can't have troubles with my father.
So you submitted?
Because he can't affect me anymore. He can make me do things.
But you're choosing not to let it bug you.
He's not submissive. He's not giving in to his father. He's just not to object to his father, but he doesn't really give a damn what his father does. Too bad.
Well, I do give a damn that my father might make me work some more.
Yeah, but
you
don't care what he thinks of me personally.
Yeah, but you see, he can make me work, but he can't.
That's why I feel like I want to stay on the good side of my parents, because if I don't, they'll give me a very rough time. But the main thing is to be nice to my parents, so I can get what I want, please myself.
That's
why I don't want to get in trouble, not because I care if I'm in their esteem or not.
That's probably a very North Shore idea, too. Because, all these people come in and say, wow, look at you guys. You just sit on your duffs and hide. And that's what we've been made to do around here, just hide a lot. We're on the North Shore.
What guys say? You mean from the people that don't live on the North Shore?
Yeah.
Say
what? And what are they doing?
They're working so hard.
Nothing
to
really,
to the
you're
North
right.
Shore.
Huh?
That's what they're doing. Yeah.
But it's just that we're in an environment to bring out that nature, you see? Where they believe, well, this is ridiculous. In my environment, I don't have to do that, so these guys must be really absurd. They kind of think it's a bad thing, but is it to survive through your society?
You've
got a limited choice. I mean, you can't really just leave home.
I know, I can't. I realize that.
So you don't really have any choice at all.
I know.
In Africa.
Well, yeah, you could leave. I could do it.
Well, right now maybe you could, but 3 years
but
ago
But I'd have to come back again, you know, or something like that. I don't really do it, you know, because I think I'll probably have to come back or something. So, I'll just stay here and get everything out of it I can.
But even if you didn't, you still would, then there would be some other agency that would take your parents' place anyhow, probably.
Yeah, that's true, so I'll always have to be that way. But I'm just saying here it's worse than other places, maybe.
Yeah.
Or it might not be.
I mean, you think your family ties are too close?
What? How can they be close? If I'm not close, how can they be close?
Yeah. They can have arms. They can reach out to you.
No.
Not if you learn to contain yourself within
it.
It's very simple. It takes years, but you know what I mean. It can be done because I've done that with my family.
You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean I've stalked them like that. Because that's the last thing I want to know.
Because it's just something I grew up to do.
Is it a typewriter big book?
Yeah.
It went out on me.
Yeah. It's pretty much it.
I'm afraid of my parents, to tell the truth. I'm afraid someday they might affect me. I might really get messed up because I don't agree with what they're doing.
Oh, horseshit. They're not always tired. You're just saying that they're always tired, but they are.
They're always tired.
Thank you, Matt. That's why I'm doing this.
You've got a big case.
And if I stay on the good side,
you are not really free from your parents, and you're constantly rebelling against them.
Because you're accepting the fact that they have some influence on you.
Yeah, they do have power on you.
They always say,
my father says, do that.
I do it.
I don't care.
Why?
Because I will get it.
Drake.
I don't know, because I already did.
You should.
My parents say, don't call Pennsylvania, I call Pennsylvania, I get screwed royal.
Don't you ever wonder where you're copping
do
out?
That, I
like
say,
I have the same
I don't want to, and then they say, I don't care, do it anyway.
Yeah, but, alright, that way you're controlled, but when you rebel, you're controlled too. So you have to disregard them before you can
rebel, the tighter your restrictions, the more you
want. It's not even a sense of restriction, but of what happens to you. You're perhaps even more affected by your parents' when you rebel against them, because there's more of a thought process going on than when you don't rebel against them. When you just say, all right, I'll do this and I'll do that.
That's so crazy. I mean,
depends.
There's another tyrant.
No, but
parents are just people.
I don't know.
The people are more neurotic than others.
I've heard in a long time.
With money. I'm dependent upon money too.
So am I.
I'm dependent upon my capitalistic parents.
Exactly, which is crazy, but it's
that's
true.
Why I'm staying. What do you think? They're gonna send me to college.
Sure, yeah, if I run off somewhere, then come back
that's
September 1st and say, well.
I just think what they're gonna do. They're gonna put me in this nice building.
Dave,
you're also.
Where is that thing by John Ciardi is still upstairs? Why don't
can
you
I
get
say
that?
Something right
what do you mean?
You know that conversation between
the
father and his son
about,
from the
Gabe?
Saturday Review.
One of the things that you're limited about is because you did experience
what nasty thing are you
going to
do?
It has limited you. It's opened up a lot of doors, but you wouldn't be able to. You couldn't enjoy yourself.
Can you think of anything that you can do or anything you can experience that doesn't limit you in some way?
Yes, but I mean sometimes.
What?
I mean, I can't think of anything that.
Can I say something? One of the things that bothers me as a parent in talking to kids, you say your parents are this, your parents are that, you can disregard them or you have to relate to them, and yet isn't that true of everything, whether they're your parents or not? This parent and child relationship is an accidental thing on both sides, essentially. Two people marry. They have a child.
Stuck with what you get.
And they have a child. Now they're stuck with what they get, and you're stuck with what you get. However, you're also stuck with your friends.
Sure.
Because you can only make friends among those people that you meet. You're limited in some way. Everybody is
ultimately
limited.
You're not as limited.
But you are limited.
You are.
But you still are limited. You can't meet everybody in the world.
You can try.
So you can try, but again, only within limitations.
You can't make
there are it's a physical impossibility.
But see, some people allow themselves to be more limited than others.
But that's a limitation they impose on themselves then. Can't blame somebody else.